Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are live today on the 13th day of May, 2015, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You are tuned into the Perspective Power Radio Network. And the program, which is live every Wednesday at this time, is Attitude of Gratitude. And we welcome also to the program the wonderful music of award-winning composer David Martinka. We invite you to find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. There are a lot of great free downloads there, as well as a couple of fabulous new CDs. I know, I've got them. They're fabulous.
Fabulous, 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 fabulous.
All right, I can say fabulous. Let's slow it down a bit, Annette, and say fabulous. All right. Today on Attitude of Gratitude, we're talking about wear your attitude of gratitude. And wear is W-E-A-R, which means put it on, right, so that people can see it. So we wear makeup, we wear clothes, we wear boots, we wear jewelry, we wear watches. We wear a lot of different things, right? Well, when you're wearing an attitude of gratitude, how do we know that? Aha, our smile. Seriously, our smile. We also wear it in a few other ways, but we're going to start with the smile, all right? Because I really believe the smile is not only the quickest way to indicate that we are celebrating, wearing, owning, having, sharing an attitude of gratitude, but it does a lot of other things for us. So we're going to talk about that for a second, too. But honest and truly, if you are walking around looking like your worries, okay, you're displaying that. That is your outward appearance. Two things are going to happen. First of all, you will absolutely, positively not find any happiness around you because you're going to attract to you the energy that you're sending out. So if you're walking around wearing your worries, right, then there will be any number of things that will come your way that will match that outlook. It will match that way that you are presenting yourself. And someone said to me, well, why would you say that to me? That's sort of like cursing me. And I said, well, no, it's not cursing. It's just, it's scientific. It's all a matter of magnetizing. You know, when magnets are created, they don't magnetize to every other magnet. There's, and I don't understand this because I don't create magnets. So I don't really get that. But I know that they have to be polarized to each other. And I understand this from the standpoint of jewelry making, right? I make jewelry, and sometimes I use magnets as the closures, as opposed to like lobster claw clasps or barrel clasps, which if you go into the store and you buy jewelry, a barrel clasp is where you have to twist it, a piece fits in and you twist it together. It's threaded, and it fits in, kind of like a nut and bolt sort of a thing or a washer, you know, around the edge, so you twist it so it fits in like a nail that isn't smooth. It threads into a molly that you sink into the wall. Listen to me. I sound like what I know what I'm talking about, right? Kind of do, but not so much. All right. And then a lobster claw clasp is that thing that looks like a great big humpback whale, and it's got a little pin on the top of it, and you pull it back, and the little piece opens, and you hook it onto some sort of ring. And then a magnet clasp is exactly what it sounds like. It just goes together. And a lot of people like the magnets because they're very easy to work with. If you have any trouble with your hands at all, get jewelry with a magnet. Okay, so I would go to the store, the jewelry supply store, and I would buy only the amount of magnets I needed for a specific project. So if I needed five magnet sets of magnets, I'd get five. Boom. Well, one day I decided to buy a bunch of them because they came in a little plastic case. And there was, I don't know, 20 or 30 sets of magnets in there. And I said, you know what? I get a better deal if I buy that whole box. So I'm going to buy that whole container. And I took it home, and I was working on my stuff. And not all the magnets in that box worked with the other halves of the other magnets. So I was sitting there one day, and I put this piece together, and I put a right magnet on and a left magnet on, and I finished the whole piece. Now, mind you, that's the last thing you do. So you've just used all your wire, you've taken all your time, and I string on wire, you've taken all your time to put it together, you put the magnets on, and they weren't the other halves of each other. They weren't polarized to each other. So the necklace never closed. And I just looked at that and I went, are you kidding me or what? So I had to tear the whole darn thing apart and start over again because I had already cut the wire. It wasn't like I could just cut that part off, redo the magnet. There was an actual design in the piece. So I saved the wire and used it for something else. But the point I'm trying to make is that just because all those magnets came in that box, and they were on the little card with the front and back connected to each other, but I had taken them apart and just kind of tossed them in like a container and left them in there. I just threw the cardboard away and just left all the magnets in there and had a bunch of them pulled apart, and it didn't dawn on me. So what I had to do was I had to take those little magnets and I had to hold them over the other magnets until zoop, zoop, they pulled them together with the ones that matched them. Redid the necklace and bam, zoom, it worked just great. So the idea is you will polarize to that which is attracted to you by the vibration you send out. It doesn't just come at you. People will say, oh, man, everything rotten just always comes at me. Everything bad just happens to me. It doesn't just happen to you. It happens to you by virtue of the energy that you are sending out. Aha. So when you go into the wearing of an attitude of gratitude, you suddenly, and I use the smile as an example because it's instantly visible, you are sending out an energy that says, I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good. This is great. Whether or not your life is legitimately good or great, that's the energy you're sending out. Guess what you will attract? You will attract more energy that helps support that wearing of the attitude of gratitude. Cool, huh? And it really does work. If you don't believe me, try it. You know, it's funny because I give a lot of examples during these programs, and I've been doing this show since the beginning of 2014. My very first show was January 1 of 2014. And people say to me, well, you know, you talk a lot about this, and that sounds all great and grand. However, how do I know it works? Well, because I do it, and it works for me. And they say, well, it works for you, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for me. Oh, yeah, it will. Oh, yeah, it will. And I'll say it again. Oh, yes, it will. Because you and I are no different in that regard. We are energetic beings. The energy we put out, it uses to attract more of its own kind to us. Therefore, you and I are very much alike. So all I can say is that I have done this on and off for years. Now, am I always smiling all the time? No, there are times when my smile just sort of gets lost. It sort of falls back behind my ears and I lose it for a while. But find it again. And that's the whole thing. Maybe you don't walk around all blissed out 24/7. Maybe you can't find a reason to smile that day. But when you're wearing your attitude of gratitude, you are going to pull more reasons to you to smile. And you build an arsenal. You build a cache, if you will, of all this wonderful energy that is there to support you. And I alluded when we started the show to the fact that the smile did more than just attract all this wonderful stuff to you. I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were talking about smiles and how smiles are natural facelifters, right? That when you smile, your cheeks go up, your jawline goes up, everything just sort of goes in an upward motion. And we all understand that as we age, gravity pulls everything down. So people go in for facelifts, they go in for tummy tucks, they go in for butt lifts, they go in for breast augmentation. Why? Because things are sagging, because our muscles are just allowing gravity to pull them. And instead of exercising those muscles and bringing them up, we sort of let it all go to pot, right? Well, when you smile, you pull that energy up. You pull your whole body up. You pull every single cell in your body up to a different position. And it's really kind of cool. If you don't believe me, try it. I mean, I think it's really neat. When I look in the mirror, I look at myself, I smile. Why? Because I want to see that face instead of the face that goes, oh, man, I'm looking like, you know, I'm XX years old, or I'm looking like I'm so tired, or whatever else. When I smile, all that energy comes back, and I attract more strength in my muscles because I'm using them, and I'm using them to be cheery and happy and amazingly peaceful, but most of all, grateful. So wearing your attitude of gratitude will not just show through your smile, it'll show through your whole body and everything that you do. You'll walk a little, you know, more sparkier and peppier. You'll move a little more gracefully. You'll have maybe a bounce and a lift, you know, as you pick up your feet. It's almost like you're floating through the day. So when you wear the attitude of gratitude, it may start with a smile, but it's definitely going to affect your entire body. And your body, as you present yourself to the world, shows people whether or not you're having a good life at that time. Doesn't mean it has to show whether or not you've had a good life your entire life, but are you having a good life at the moment that they see you? Are you resonating with that energy that you want to create more of? You wear your attitude of gratitude, it shows. And it's really kind of interesting. Yes, there are people that you will run into here, there, and everywhere that see somebody wearing an attitude of gratitude, and they'll go, oh, God, there comes that cheery person again. And they don't want to be around you. And I can attest to that, because there are people that say, oh, my God, here she comes. She's smiling. She must be having a good day. I don't want to talk to her. And they literally turn in another direction and go another way. Why do they do that? I don't know. Do I stop them? No. Do I care? Can't. You can't, and that's the other thing. When you are out there wearing your attitude of gratitude, you're shining like the sun and all the stars that you are, and other people are not reacting in a gratitude fashion towards you. That is something that you really want to consider allowing to just go by you. Honestly, just let it pass. Don't focus on it. Do you ever notice if you drive past something that smells funky or you walk past something that smells funky and you start remembering it and thinking, oh, man, and you just keep dwelling on it, that fragrance or that aroma will stay with you a lot longer than if you just go, oh, okay, cool, and you keep moving and you let your mind move to the next fragrance or the next aroma. It happens to me a lot in grocery stores because I don't handle the aroma of and the fragrance of flowers very well. So I don't handle the fragrance of flowers very well, but I can handle the aroma of the deli, even though I don't eat meat, right? So once I get past the flowers, or I see the flowers, I go, okay, there's the flowers, and I focus on the aroma of what's in the next apartment, and I just move myself toward it. And that fragrance of those flowers does not haunt me throughout the entire grocery store. So again, when I tell you something works, it's because I know it. I have proof of it. Now, what can you do to prove this to yourself? Smile more. Seriously, smile more. And I don't mean a forced smile, but if that's the only way you can do it to start out, well, you know, go you. Give yourself that forced smile, but do yourself a big, big, big favor. And just embrace the idea that when you wear your attitude of gratitude, you will generate, create, and honest to goodness, make your world a better place. The world around you will react to it. You will attract more things to you that keep that gratitude and the reasons for gratitude flowing. And you know what? You're going to lift things up. Your body will respond. It's really kind of way cool. I think it's cool that you at least consider it. And then I think it's cool that you at least try it, because, you know, the more of us that do it, and the more of us that do it simultaneously, the more of us that do it continuously, we literally will raise that vibration of the entire nation, of the entire planet. And when people say, what can I do to help life in a situation, start by wearing your attitude of gratitude. And you can also start by sharing this attitude of gratitude with people. Suggest that people go to blogtalkradio.com/perspective power. They can find all the archives there 24/7 whenever it works for them. Please also suggest that they visit the website of the fabulous award-winning artist David Martinka, redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. They can get in some really great music opportunities. Also suggest that they connect with a community of like mind. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/perspective power. And you can find me, Annette Rochelle Aben, all over social media. If you just Google search my name, Annette Rochelle Aben, I will come up everywhere. My website comes up, Facebook, Twitter. Look me up. Give me a smile. I'll give you a smile back. And together we'll wear an attitude of gratitude.